Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. You know, indoor plants are such a wonderful thing. I tend to have a problem of remembering to water them, so luckily my husband is very good at remembering. So we love indoor plants, and I'm sure you do too, Andrea, as well. And other than adding beauty to your home and making you feel like you're out in nature, they can clean your air. Well, some of them, I guess. So Lisa is here, Lisa Barris, who we adore. She's here with us once a month, and it is fabulous. She's going to tell us all about indoor plants and how they're helping us breathe better. Hey, Lisa.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. It's very true. And I know a lot of people listening today have naively bought into the fact that you could buy air fresheners to actually clean your air. You know, they really do a good job on these commercials making us think that this woman is, you know, skipping through her home with, you know, mountain fresh air, when in fact, you're really just masking odors in your air with synthetic chemicals that can actually deaden the nerves in your nose. And these chemicals can cause irritation to the eyes, nose, throat, skin, and they contain dangerous ingredients like formaldehyde, which is a carcinogen, phthalates, a hormone disruptor, and organic solvents and synthetic fragrance, and the list goes on. So it's time that we start really paying attention to this. We spend 90% of our time indoors, and we breathe about 10 to 20,000 liters of air every day. So it's essential that the air in our homes, in our offices, and schools, and hospitals, and all of that is actually fresh air and not synthetic air that we're trying to clean up. So NASA did a study called the Clean Air Study in association with the Landscape Contractors of America. And they found, everyone knows that plants clean the air in terms of absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen. We all know that. They're really good for the air. But in this study, it was really groundbreaking. This two-year study, they found that these particular plants, they were trying to find plants that could sustain, you know, up in space and actually clean the air. And they were shocked when they got the results that said, hey, many of these common house plants absorb benzene, formaldehyde, and trichloroethylene. And these are all carcinogens. And there's actually more chemicals that they absorb. And so I'm going to go through these just really quick to tell you like what these chemicals are and where they're found in your home, because it's kind of irrelevant if I just tell you what the plants are and you don't know what they're taking in. Okay. So trichloroethylene is found in varnishes and adhesives and plant removers and strippers, inks, things like that. So you can get it in your office as well. Formaldehyde, this is one of my, you know, enemies. This is the worst indoor air pollutant because it's the most prevalent. You don't smell it at levels in your home, but it's in particle board, it's in your kitchen cabinets, it's even in your permanent press draperies or even pants. They use that to keep the fabrics from wrinkling. And it's also even in air fresheners. So, and then we have benzene. Benzene is actually tobacco smoke. It can be in pesticides and it can be in car exhaust. So this is important if you have an attached garage, if someone in the house smokes or even a neighbor. Then we have xylene. Xylene is found in printing products, tobacco smoke, and vehicle exhaust, so if you live near a freeway. And then ammonia. We all know where ammonia is found, obviously. Toxic window cleaners, floor waxes, even your jewelry cleaner can contain ammonia. So these are just some of the toxic chemicals. These are the main ones that they discovered with these plants. And there's 50 plants, so we're not going to have time to list them all. But I want to go over some of my favorites and tell you why they're so great. Starting with the bamboo palm, this one was really good at removing formaldehyde, but it also acted as a natural humidifier, which I thought was great. So if you are using a humidifier now, you might want to think about using a bamboo palm instead. And then there's the snake plant, and this was actually found to absorb nitrogen oxides and formaldehyde, nitrogen oxides from car exhaust. So that's a really fun one. And then there's the areca palm. I wish I had pictures that I could just flash up so people could picture these. And this one, actually, the areca palm was voted one of the best air purifying plants for just general air cleanliness. And then have you heard, obviously, you know the spider plant. You know what that one looks like? Looks like little spiders dangling down. This one's really great at removing carbon monoxide and other toxins. And it was one of the three plants that NASA deemed the best at removing formaldehyde. So I think that's a great one to have in any home or office. And then the peace lily, and we all know what that looks like, little white flowers sprouting up. This one was called the clean all plant. This one's really interesting because I like to place it in bathrooms or laundry rooms, anywhere there's a lot of moisture, because it's known for removing mold spores, in addition to removing formaldehyde and trichloroethylene and all the other chemicals that can actually remove mold. Amazing. So that one's really great. Mm-hmm. And the Gerber daisy is one of my favorite because it's just so cute. That's one of the flowering plants. Some of these are just green plants, and some of these were flowering plants. The Gerber daisy is really good at removing benzene, and it's also a great plant to put by your bed at night when you're sleeping, because it absorbs carbon dioxide, and it actually releases more oxygen at night. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, and I think that's a great one to give as a housewarming gift, just because it's so pretty, and it's also helping, you know, the recipient. The chrysanthemum, which is also the florist mom, that's another flowering plant that's beautiful, and that one's basically, it removes everything. It removes benzene, formaldehyde, trichloroethylene, xylene, toluene, and ammonia. And that's great to have. And then go ahead.
Lisa, okay. Couple of questions. So where can people buy these plants? So for those who are listening go, wow, these are amazing plants, where can I buy them? Can we get them at Home Depot? I know I get a lot of my plants there, or where some, you know, or can I get them at their regular flower shop? So I want people to understand, are these exotic plants? Are these plants that are going to be hard to find? Or are they plants that we can find at our regular flower shop?
Oh, these are plants you can find everywhere. You can definitely find them at Home Depot. You can find them sometimes at the grocery store, and of course at a nursery. And a lot of nurseries now have, and even Home Depot and places like that, will have a section that just is called clean air plants. And they'll even start labeling these plants, because the study has just, I mean, it's an older study. The study came out a while ago, but people really weren't aware of it until recently. It just became more common knowledge. So now the nurseries are literally informing you, this one removes formaldehyde, or this one's really good at that. So, now, you know, some of these plants are a couple dollars. We're talking about $4 for just a plant that actually works as a little mini air purifier.
Which I love. All right, so how many plants do we need to have around our house? Do we need 20 plants? Can we just have one of each? Like, I want to get a good understanding for those people who are listening as well, and saying, okay, how many are going to actually make that difference? Will my one lonely plant help? So giving us an idea in terms of, like, you know, quantity here.
Right, exactly. Well, that's a great question. And what they estimated was about one plant for every 10 square feet. I mean, 100 square feet. You're gonna, 10 okay. square feet. That would be a lot of plants. One plant for every 100 square feet is pretty good. Okay. And depending on the plant, they can actually start removing these chemicals within 24 hours. And within 24 hours, they found about 90% of those chemicals being removed from the air. So you'll notice instant results. And, you know, not to mention, I mean, I don't think it replaces an air purifier if you really need an air purifier and you have allergies, because it's not absorbing all of the chemicals and the biological contaminants. But, you know, these are great additions to your home, and especially when you think of visiting someone in a hospital, why bring them a flower when you could actually be bringing them, you know, a plant that's going to help them? And they found,
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, isn't that a great idea? If they found that in patients in hospitals that had plants in their room, they found they had less pain, less anxiety, fatigue, and they had lower blood pressure and heart rates, and they were happier with their recovery rooms than patients that didn't have plants. So it's pretty fascinating when you think about this. And just like I said, a little $4 item. And especially people who work in a cubicle where maybe they can't control their office air, but they can't control their space. People in nail salons, people in hair salons, you know, this is a great way to kind of clean up your little area.
Well, Lisa, we're out of time for today, but just quickly, would that really work? So let's say someone who is working in an office environment and they have a, you know, couple of plants next to them. Will it work to clean up the air in their little area?
You know, it's definitely going to help. I'm not going to say it's going to clean the air 100%, but it's going to be absorbing chemicals that you would otherwise be breathing in. So it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Great answer. All right, perfect. Thanks, Lisa. You can learn more about Lisa at ronandlisa.com and follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone.